I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
What's good, everybody? 2 o'clock, Carton Show. We got Big Mad Craig Carton. Great to have you with us. All the way to 7 o'clock tonight. Programming note, as you may know by now, 4:30 this afternoon. Yes. Rob Manfred, Commissioner of Major League Baseball, joins us live in studio. Good afternoon to you, Big Mac. How you be?
Oh, I'm good, Craig. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
I'm not feeling as good as I felt yesterday,
no, you're not.
Craig.
No, you're not. It's funny to me.
I'm not feeling as good as I felt yesterday.
Yeah, it's really funny to me because desperation is not a personality trait that is typically assigned to New York Giant fans.
No.
Pathetic is not a adjective that is usually assigned to New York Giant fans. But I got to tell you, in the last, what is it, about 4 hours or so, ever since we found out or heard word that Stephen Ross, the owner of the Dolphins, had decided 5 days after promising the world that Mike McDaniel was coming back to be the Dolphins head coach and was going to be a part of the search for a new general manager, they had a meeting, apparently. Mm-hmm. And in that meeting, whatever Mike McDaniel said to Stephen Ross, he cost himself a job as a head coach in the NFL. And then the trickle-down theory started to happen. New York Giant fans heard that Mike McDaniel had been fired as head coach of the Miami Dolphins, and you pathetic people who are acting like you're Jet fans or Brooklyn Net fans or, dare I say, New York Met fans have gotten so pathetic with your reaction to the Miami Dolphins fire Mike McDaniel because, oh no, Stephen Ross is going to go make an offer and he's going to steal John Harbaugh from us. Act like a man.
I am acting like a man.
Oh no.
I am.
Oh no.
And you just told me yesterday we're exactly like all those franchises. So today we're not.
The point is,
we're exactly like
the
them.
The fan base
is nothing goes
aren't.
Right.
No. The Giants organization is.
Yeah.
Giant fans aren't.
Okay.
Giant fans are good, hardworking, tough blue-collar men.
Right.
Until today.
No.
You've embarrassed yourselves today, I gotta tell you. And I'm here for all the smoke.
Listen.
Because the fact that I've listened to this radio station all day.
Yeah.
And all I hear from Giant fans calling in, Giant fans hosting shows, Giant fans on Twitter, Giant fans on Instagram is, woe is me. We're gonna lose John Harbaugh. Oh no. The Dolphins are going to sign the Chargers general manager, and he's good friends with Jimmy Harbaugh. So now Johnny Harbaugh's going to Miami. Woo! Yeah. You could act like a man.
I am acting like. Listen, I told you yesterday, I'm still confident. I'm still confident the Giants are the place to be.
No,
because yesterday we were talking about what happens if other jobs open up, right? If Buffalo.
But that was
opens
about
up,
this weekend.
That was
and
about
playoff
this
teams.
Weekend.
Right,
that was that still had to happen. Miami was the seventh team. We found that report out the other night when it was six openings, seven teams reached out. Who's that team? Miami. They immediately, we talk about how the Giants should have quickly acted and brought in some candidates during the regular season. Miami immediately, upon hearing the news of Harbaugh being available, has changed directions, fired their head coach. We understand how this guy operates. He tried to bring Jim here a few years ago. He wants to bring in the big head coach. He wants to make the big splash. And it's getting scary.
Is it really getting scary? You're so hold on. Here's what you're
And you're talking
saying.
About Chad Alexander, who is the assistant general manager of the Chargers right now. So there's a connection there. He worked for years in Baltimore, so he's worked.
He worked for Ozzie Newsome in Baltimore.
Baltimore. He's one of the candidates right now up for many jobs, including the Miami job.
I'm so disappointed in you. I'm so disappointed in Giant fans. I know it's going to happen. You're all going to yell at me, and you're going to make fun of me on Twitter and remind me that I got arrested and tell me I shouldn't have come back for a third time.
As if you had forgotten.
But it's so funny to me how insecure you people are.
You keep saying that. Why are we insecure?
Because
we're reading the tea leaves like everybody else is.
No,
you're
not.
You came in here yesterday and said it's very likely other jobs will open up. So today,
a big Dolphin job.
Listen, I still think the Giants are a better job, and I'm still somewhat confident and hopeful.
The job
the
Giant
fans. But we have to
recognize
what's happening today.
The job the Giant fans should be concerned about would be the Eagles losing in the first round, would be the Packers losing in the first round, would be the Buffalo Bills losing in the first round. Teams that have championship-caliber talent and a quarterback. Those are real possibilities if those coaches got fired, that the Giants, we all agree, would no longer be the best available spot for John Harbaugh. So put that to the side. And if you're concerned about those teams on a Monday or a Tuesday because Harbaugh is not going to interview anywhere until after Wild Card Weekend, that is a well-placed concern. I'm with you on that. But, oh, no, the Miami Dolphins? You guys can't compete with the Miami Dolphins? Like, act like Giants fans. Like, I understand being concerned if Nick Sirianni got fired. They're loaded to win a championship.
Yeah.
I understand if John Harbaugh had the chance to coach Josh Allen. I get it. I understand if he could go to Green Bay, coach Jordan Love, and the Green Bay Packers. But why in the world would you as a Giant fan be concerned that Stephen Ross and the Miami Dolphins, which is one of the most poorly run franchises in football this entire century, is going to outbid you or outdo you for the guy
because
you want?
You're too obtuse in your
thinking. You're not a Giant fan. What's going on?
You're talking about football reasons, right? That's why yesterday I was more confident because I believe the Giants, when it comes to football, the roster, the quarterback, the situation, I'm not even that worried about Buffalo. Listen, that concerns me less. I don't know how John Harbaugh feels or thinks or wants in his next job, right? So for football reasons, you're right. The Giants are better the spot. But what now I'm going up against a billionaire owner who's determined on something.
You have a billionaire owner?
It feels immediately. I understand that, but he has... Look at the last handful of coaches.
Look at Stephen Ross, and I know Stephen Ross,
and
I happen to respect Stephen Ross when it comes to real estate and related to the company that he owns. Stephen Ross has been a horrendous owner of an NFL team. So if you guys, and I'm going to go back to something you said yesterday, I'm going to throw it right back in your face, right back in your grill. You said yesterday that the New York Giants should be regarded still as one of the premier franchises in football.
I believe that.
So stop right there. So let's say I go along with that belief, which I don't, because for the last decade they've not been that. And that's more of a history story we tell our children.
Yes.
Why would you be concerned that one of the premier organizations in the sport of football, with one of the royal families in the sport of football, the Maras, and an uber successful business family in the Tishes that are part owners of the franchise, why would you be concerned that a team of that ilk was going to lose out to one of the most mismanaged franchises in the history of football?
Because I believe that Harbaugh believes whatever organization he goes to is no longer mismanaged. And I believe that Florida, whether it's, as Boomer likes to talk about, no state income tax, whether it's the climate and the place he wants to live or spend his last formidable years of his late 60s coaching
He's
out in Florida
dying.
And Miami. No, but I'm just saying, maybe he wants to wake up and go to the beach. Maybe, I'm just saying, today we wake up to the world that we were talking about possibly waking up to Monday.
I don't think
today we find out. Yeah, because you're
Miami's
just focused
not a threat.
You're just focused on football.
No, Miami's
you're
not,
just
Miami's
focused
not
on
a
football.
Threat. Here's why.
John Harbaugh believes whatever job he walks into instantly transforms into a well-run organization.
Except for this, it's not like a free-for-all. It's not like we take all the available players that know how to play football and we put them in a pool and we start picking them out as we like.
Right.
The Miami Dolphins have a bad quarterback and a worse cap situation because of that quarterback, right?
Yes.
The New York Giants, you keep telling me, have a rock-star quarterback on a rookie contract that doesn't make a lot of money. So if you're John Harbaugh, wherever you go, there's going to be an expectation that you start winning right away. Maybe not a Super Bowl, but winning right away. Wouldn't the Giants still be the better option considering your quarterback situation is better than the Dolphins?
Yes.
Okay, stop right there. Then why in the world are you people bitching
because
and moaning about losing him?
That's not the only discussion. You seem to want to make it that.
That's all it is.
That's not it.
There's nothing else to this.
No, that's not true. You don't know that. Do you know John Harbaugh?
I do.
You know him well?
I do.
You speak to him?
No.
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 No. Did you knock any movie that he was involved in?
He was never in a movie.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So all I know is, right now, the Giants have a general manager.
Yeah.
Right? In place.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Pat Leonard last night discuss the idea that he believes Joe Shane and John Harbaugh would not be a good fit. There's some rumors he wants his own GM. He's now, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the Miami Dolphins has cleared the decks so that they could try and make this move. Right? They're interviewing the one general manager candidate that is attached to him. And he can go make more money in a state with no state income tax and take over the Miami Dolphins. I'm not telling you that today I sit here convinced that he will not be a New York Giant. But I'm saying that today we discussed what could happen Monday.
Yeah.
We woke up Thursday to a brand new Monday.
And
because
the Miami Dolphins
have emerged as a legitimate threat.
This is comical to me.
It's just another threat.
It's panic. It's insecurity. It's sensitivity. It's soft,
it's things
frankly.
You can't compete
it's
with.
It's like women's softball is what I'm listening to right now. Like, I have to tell you what I have to do. And I know it's going to piss you guys off. I don't care. Yeah. I have to, I think, reassess the way I view the New York Giants fan base and the New York Giants as an organization, because if all of a sudden you're worried that state income taxes or the ability to live out his 60s in the Sunshine State because he gets to bring his brother's assistant general manager with him is enough to woo you away from the great New York Giants franchise, then maybe we should all take another look at the New York Giants franchise because this is black and white to me. The Giants is a better opportunity because of the quarterback and cap than the Miami Dolphins are. And I'm going to tell you something else. You know, we always like to hold the Steinbrenners accountable, and now we're starting to hold Steve Cohen accountable for how they spend their money and what they spend their money on.
Yeah.
Well, the Maras are billionaires, all right? The Tishes are billionaires. If you want John Harbaugh, go get him.
I get it.
And that's it. Stop your whining.
Well, listen, we talked about Sean Payton yesterday, right? What was the situation in Denver for Sean Payton?
$18 million a year.
A lot of money,
That's
but if you went to it, Russell Wilson was the quarterback at the end of an enormous contract.
Yep.
He had to deal with it for a year. They moved on from him. They ate a lot of the money. They got a young quarterback. And within two seasons, he's the number one seed
in
the AFC.
And he made the playoffs last year.
And he made the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
That's what John Harbaugh or any coach of John Harbaugh's ilk believes he will do to a franchise almost instantly.
Great.
These are things the Giants can't compete with. They can compete with the football arguments. Like, because I believe that's how good the Giants' football scheme is. Like, and with the quarterback and everything we've talked about, we don't have to go over it over and over again. Like, even if Buffalo opens up, is it a better job? Yes. But I think the Giants can compete with that. Young, inexpensive quarterback. These are things, Craig, that I don't know if the Giants can compete with if these are the things that
But what are you competing with?
You're competing with
no state income tax?
Yes, you're competing with that. You're competing with the climate.
That's
you're competing
not, when
just
you
with
make $20 million a year, you're not worried about state income tax.
The relationship he has with the owner? I don't know. All I know is in a moment's notice, without any guarantees, with reports of never having talked to Harbaugh so far yet, Ross immediately changes directions. He was interviewing GM candidates 3 days ago.
I know.
But now he's fired.
But you also
Why
have
would
to
you
remember.
Do that without any expectations of having a good chance of getting
So here's what's interesting to me. You think Mike McDaniel got fired because Harbaugh is available. I think Mike McDaniel got fired because he probably got stoned before the dinner he had with Stephen Ross and started babbling like he does at his post-game press conferences.
I think just the idea of being able to get Harbaugh, they were probably on the fence with him anyway. There weren't any good coaching candidates. Now Stefanski's out there and the chance to go get Harbaugh, which again, has a good relationship with his brother, tried to go get his brother. Now he viewed it as, I got to clear the decks and go out and make
and
this
And by the
attempt.
Way, you
And I
could
just
have,
don't know. These are things the Giants necessarily can't compete
you
with
met
if
with,
they're important with to
you
Harbaugh.
You could have met with Harbaugh and his representatives before firing Mike McDaniel. It happens all the time.
I know, but the reports are that they haven't.
Yeah, but the reports are that Mike McDaniel was coming back to coach the team also.
Yes,
and then
Agreed.
He had a bad meeting or dinner with Stephen Ross. Whatever happened at that dinner changed Stephen Ross's mind.
Right.
Like, just because they fired Mike McDaniel doesn't mean there are lock guarantees, you know, to get John Harbaugh. Mm-hmm. Right? Maybe they want Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah.
Maybe they want, you know, fill in the blank, any of the coaches that are now available. Maybe they're waiting for another coach to get fired and hire that guy. My point of opening up the show with this is, and you're kind of proving my point is right, is that you guys are so beaten down, and I get it, I respect it, I can relate to it, that you've now become insecure children. And the fact that you guys are moaning and whining and crying and acting like 2-year-old infants about, oh no, now we're going to lose them. You know what the Giants have done in the last 48 hours?
What?
They've gotten their minority candidate interviews out of the way.
Yes.
Why? So that on Monday, when they call John Harbaugh up, they can make him an offer. Right? So how about give the Giants a little credit that the New York...
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Giants did what we said they should do. Minority interviews, done. Monday, John Harbaugh on the phone. Let's get a deal done. Oh, no. The Dolphins job opened. Look. The Miami Dolphins have been a joke for 25 years. It is one of the worst-run organizations in all of football. They haven't made a good or right decision since the turn of the century. And you guys, Big Blue, are upset that their job opened?
Enough.
Shame on you.
Look at this face.
Yes.
I want you to look at this
face. I love that face.
Look at this face. All of it.
Do it.
All of it.
Do it.
Okay? I am not telling you the Giants are out of it. I still...
You certainly act like it.
No, I'm not. I am recognizing that a legitimate threat has entered the ring. We were concerned, again, because yesterday you're saying the same thing. Like, we were concerned Monday that knows if other threats would enter the ring.
Yeah.
And I would feel this same way if come Monday Buffalo lost and McDermott got fired.
But that'd be a good reason
to feel
that way.
I would come in here and tell you, well, now I'm nervous. The hypotheticals have come to fruition.
Huh.
Now the bills are available.
Are you concerned that the Titans shot is available?
No, I'm not.
Why not? No state income tax.
I understand that.
Yeah. Are you concerned?
No.
But you're not concerned about
because
any other job.
Because there are other pieces that are coming into alignment, Craig.
All right.
Today, another threat has entered the realm. That's it. But I still feel pretty damn confident the Giants are a really good good match for Harbaugh. And I think Harbaugh wants the Giants. I still do that.
These last 10 years have really,
You're being unfair.
Really?
You're being unfair.
I got to tell you, these last 10 years have really made a negative impact on you guys.
Well, of course.
Like, New York Giant fans, I used to have such respect for you. You guys were tough guys, truck drivers, construction workers, blue-collar guys.
Guys that
you know if you get in a fight, they ain't going to run.
We still are.
Tough guys. And now all of a sudden you're complaining because an incompetent organization fired their head coach while in cap hell with an $80 million a year quarterback who can't play football and got benched for Quinn Ewers. That's the guy you're afraid of? Shame on you. I don't think about the Miami Dolphins for a second.
Yeah.
I don't lose sleep about the Miami Dolphins. I don't care about the Miami Dolphins. I'll tell you this. I'm not threatened by the stinking Miami Dolphins.
Harbaugh will not go to Miami?
No.
100%.
It's a lousy job.
All right.
That's why.
Okay.
Lousy job. The Giants' job is a better job. Act like it.
Football-wise, it is.
Yeah. By the way, I have a quick complaint, if I may.
A personal complaint?
I lost a couple pounds in the last month or so. Nothing crazy. Like, I didn't need to. I just did. I started exercising, you know, doing some boxing and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, some people call it boxer size.
Lifting,
I call it boxing.
Lifting the weights. The weights I gave you.
Like, my neck is killing me.
Yeah.
I was saying this morning. I think the weight I lost was all in my neck and shoulders.
Okay.
And I think there's the possibility, I don't know if it happens, that my head is now too heavy for the rest of my body.
It's possible.
Because my neck is killing me, and the only thing I can ascribe to it is the fact that I lost 4 or 5 pounds, and I think I lost the weight
in the neck?
In the lower neck, like shoulder area.
Yeah.
I got to call Jay Shaw. I got to find out from Samwell if that, like, what's the remedy for that?
Right.
Have you ever experienced that?
No. Because it's funny, every time if I put on half a pound, it goes right to the neck and face area.
Is that where you gain your weight?
Yeah, oh, immediately.
I think I lost 5 pounds of neck weight.
Yeah.
It's a very strange phenomenon. Well, I
mean, big head, big ego. A lot of things covering.
Ego.
No ego?
No Not ego. Anymore? And average size head, I thought.
Yeah.
But maybe my head is a little too heavy for my shoulder blades.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. You've never experienced that?
No.
Oh, I think I
got it covered.
I need
Believe
some,
it or not, I've...
I think I need some Tiger Balm or like... what's the gay guy's name? Ben. I need Ben Gay.
Yeah. Need some Ben Gay.
I need something, man. My neck is killing me. I don't know. The phone number to join, 888-808-1019. Some football. We got the commish coming by at 4:30. So for all you baseball nuts, we got all the baseball covered.
Evan recorded his question.
So the deal I made with Evan is that Evan gets one question, but the question cannot be, why do you hate baseball? Because it's an offensive question, and the commissioner does not hate baseball. He loves baseball, okay?
Right.
And it's a stupid question that Evan can't get out of his mind. So the arrangement I made with Evan, if you just heard the Tiki and Evan before us, is that at some point during our interview with the commissioner, I will play a question that Evan has recorded. And then Evan said to me, can you make part of the deal that you don't listen to the question prior to playing it?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no problem with that. As long as the question isn't, why do you hate baseball?
Well, I've been told the question.
You know the question.
I was privy to the question.
I don't care what the question is, as long as it's not that.
I've been sworn to secrecy.
But it's not that.
It is not that.
So at least he lived up to his end of the bargain.
Well, I mean, I don't know what he recorded, but what he told me he was going to record was not that.
Is it offensive?
No.
I mean, if it is, it is. We'll deal with it.
Well, I mean, you could word any question theoretically offensively.
So it might be offensive?
Well, I think he wants to make a point a little bit.
Oh, come on.
It's not going to be offensive.
What
is he
doing?
It's not going to be offensive.
Is he going to do something like, I know you hate baseball,
no,
so let
no,
me ask,
no, no,
is
no,
he
no.
do something like that?
No.
Oh, well, maybe I won't play it.
No, you should play it.
You haven't heard it, though.
I have not heard it. He told me walking out what he thinks he's going
to
ask.
Why don't you listen to it?
Okay.
I'll keep my word. I will not listen to it. And then you come back to me and tell me, do you think it's offensive? That's all I care.
Okay.
All right?
Sure.
Look, I'm sure the commissioner's heard a lot of questions in his day. I can't imagine Evan has one question and he asks a stupider, offensive question.
No.
Maybe stupid, just not offensive.
I don't think it'll be personally insulting or anything.
Professionally
like that.
Insulting?
No. Not professionally.
Is he going to say something
he's going to ask the question in a manner in which there's importance to it. Like he's going to have a very, you know, like, you need to answer this.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, something along those lines.
So Evan Roberts is going to tell the commissioner.
Like,
that he has to answer a particular question.
I've been allowed to ask one question. You better answer it. Yeah, that's it.
We'll find out. Here's Tony in Middletown, Delaware. Tony, you're on the Fan. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, welcome back. I'm glad you went Golden Pipes there. Love Golden Pipes.
Yeah, my voice is shot this week.
I haven't really sang much yet. We'll have to figure. I killed
Oasis
more
silver dollar.
At
I love 6
o'clock.
When you sing that. But,
the Midnight Rides are over, but I'll bring it back.
Right. Oh, okay.
Well, for now.
Anyway.
For now.
Just real, two quick ones, okay? First, I might need your agent, Craig. Can I be the minority candidate? I'll do all the minority interviews. I'm black, so let me be the black interview guy for all the NFL teams.
Find out if we have an opening.
yeah. See if you can hook me up with that. That'd be awesome.
You got it.
And then secondly, to me, I'm a Giant fan. To me, John Harbaugh is stale. The Giants are just a great D coordinator and two players, a cornerback that will keep Tay Banks off the field forever and a linebacker and will compete with anybody. We don't need to make wholesale changes, really. I don't think so, but Harbaugh is
Tony, stale. Can I ask you a quick question? How many games did the Giants win this past year?
They won 4 games.
You don't need wholesale changes?
No, not wholesale. I mean, offense is straight.
By the way,
the offense is straight.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah,
you do.
Well,
the Giants are not a good football team.
You can't ride both sides of the fence
here
within the first 20 minutes.
Go ahead.
You're embarrassed for Giant fans from complaining.
And
then the first one calls
off
with a little bit of bravado saying we're pretty damn good, and you knock him too.
Well, you have to be at least honest with yourselves.
Well, I mean,
you guys are acting like little babies today because the Miami Dolphins fired Mike McDaniel.
And then if we come with some confidence, we're idiots.
And then it's like, let's also acknowledge that the New York Giants are a bad team.
I don't think they need wholesale changes. I agree with them.
They need major changes
beyond
the coaching staff.
They need an influx of talent. But
an influx of talent means you're not very good.
No, they won 4 games, to your point. I agree with you.
By the way, this notion that some of you wackos have that you think Abdul Carter had a great rookie season?
Yeah.
Did you watch him play?
I did.
The same guy that fell asleep in meetings and was the public enemy number one? All of a sudden he had a great season?
He needs to figure some things out.
He had a couple good games at the end.
No, he was better than that.
He had a couple good games at the end?
No, he was better than that. Overall, if you look at his numbers, he beat the man in front of him enough where you feel good
about
it.
Is that right?
It wasn't this all world. He wasn't anywhere near. I want to be clear, because I agree with you.
Yeah.
He wasn't anywhere near what we hoped he would be.
Because remember, but the guy came in saying...
I also don't think he's anywhere near a bust.
He came in saying...
Correct. He should
I want to wear 56.
Yes.
It's not available.
Yeah.
How about 11?
Yeah.
Not available.
Not available.
He had a good year? Yeah? We're sure about that?
I mean, he didn't have the year we expected him
to have. I think he ended the year better.
Yes.
I'll give you that.
Right.
But good?
I think he beat the man in front of him more than you would think.
See, and here's the problem.
Yeah.
And it's so clear to me, and maybe not clear to you yet, but it will be.
Okay.
Because you've been beaten down for a decade now, you're starting to see things in an incorrect manner. It's what we do as Jet fans. I'm guilty of it as well.
Okay.
So when I see it, I can recognize it because I've lived it.
Okay.
I thought Zach Wilson was an NFL quarterback
because
I convinced myself he made one cross-body throw in a combine that he was the answer to my prayers.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys are now lowering your standards. Abdul Carter had a terrible year.
He did not. I disagree.
Horrendous.
With that.
Embarrassingly bad.
He did not.
Until the last couple of weeks.
That's not true.
I want to wear number 56. Yeah. How about 65? Is that better?
If you want to say he had an embarrassing year because of those comments and then the falling asleep at meetings, he needs to get his head on straight.
Yeah.
And needs to become a professional.
I think so.
But on the field, disappointing, not terrible. And enough to make me feel very excited about him next season.
Disappointing does not equate to terrible for you?
No.
Huh.
You think disappointing and terrible are the same thing?
You just said
the Chalamet movie was the worst movie I've ever seen.
It was disappointing.
You've never left the theater like disappointed, but not like disgusted?
Rarely. Rarely.
I was disappointed in him because the expectations were here.
Yeah.
This is terrible. This is where we expected him.
Yeah.
And that's where he fell.
Right in the middle.
Right in the middle.
So disappointing is in the middle for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when
the expectations are instant impact defensive player, yes. Yeah. This is disappointing.
I just answer your question. When I drop $40 on parking and $80 on a ticket, disappointing equals terrible.
Yeah.
When I drop $15 on a movie ticket and $30 on popcorn and $15 on snow caps and junior mints and the movie sucks, I'm disappointed because the movie sucked. That's exactly right. That's exactly
where
right.
Where should have been, where you're saying he was.
Unnamed producer, do you have any Tiger Bomb in your bag or some
No Bengay?
Not in your bag. I thought you were a fighter.
Icy Hot.
I thought you carried that with you. You got any Shaq's Icy Hot in the bag now?
Patches.
None of that? Yeah, you ain't got none of that? All
right. There used to be the pharmacy right downstairs.
I used to love that pharmacy too.
I know.
Yeah. 888-808-1019.
Why don't you go get a massage?
I'm working. Was it gonna be
yo, someone?
It's funny when I used to play blackjack, which I don't anymore.
Yeah,
a lot of those rooms would offer you,
masseuses. Yeah.
I always said no to it.
Why?
Because it's totally distracting. I don't know how you get a massage while you're trying to count cards and play blackjack. It never made any sense to me.
Yeah,
I don't. I'll get the massage after I win $1 million lose.
Right.
Yeah. I don't want the massage while I'm gambling.
Right.
I understand why they do it. It's to distract you. Yeah. Are you a massage guy while you're playing poker?
No.
Or blackjack or something?
I've never sat at a table long enough to even consider it. But yeah, I could see those. You watch it on the the World Series of Poker. They're playing for 8-9 hours at a time.
Yeah.
I could see getting a little stiff.
I always said no to it.
You can't lose 3 pounds without your neck hurting. Like, people might have
crazy.
To sit for a while. Evan had to stand the whole show.
Well, Evan's soft.
Well,
Evan's weak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Evan's going to be in a wheelchair by the time he's 50 the way he's going. I will say this. The only demands I made when I was playing blackjack and gambling, out of control, I always demanded, and I'll acknowledge I demanded it, a bottle of Grand Marnier, a bottle of bubblegum vodka.
Bubblegum vodka?
Yeah, I demanded a bottle of Grand Marnier.
Wait, are you running a sorority?
Yeah, a bottle of, I think it was Three Olives was the brand, bubblegum vodka, all right? And I demanded that the decks be shuffled before I get there. Because I was so out of control doing it that I didn't want to waste any time watching them shuffle.
Yeah.
And a shuffle takes maybe 90 seconds, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
A six-deck shoe.
Yeah.
And I would call ahead saying, I'm on my way.
Yeah.
I'll be there in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Grand Marnier, bubblegum vodka, and start shuffling now.
Right.
Yeah.
Just the one shoe. And then You're okay with shuffling after
that? No, I'd have five tables reserved, so every table the cards were already shuffled.
Okay.
So I would just hop tables until the next, until it was reshuffled. Yeah, it wasn't smart.
No.
But that's called addiction. That's what I had.
I understand.
I can laugh about it now.
I'm glad.
I haven't gambled in eight years almost, so there you go.
But no, I usually lose in 25 minutes, get up screaming, cursing, and walk away.
Well, then you shouldn't do it. Yeah. Save your money. Work hard for it. You know the phone numbers. We'll get your calls. We got Robert Manfred in studio coming up in a couple hours as well. This is the Carton Show on WFAN coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And one quick thing. I was not mixing the bubblegum vodka and the Grand Marnier.
I assumed you weren't, but
why both? The bubblegum vodka came with 7-Up or Sprite. The Grand Marnier came with Coke. Just so you I'm not that crazy.
No, but you would mix them up.
No. It depends on my
mood. Yeah, you would have one. Oh, but you would stay with the one drink the entire night.
No. No.
You'd be mixing.
I would just finish both bottles.
Grand Marnier,
I'd get to the bottom of both bottles at some point.
Bubblegum vodka?
Oh, it's the best. It's the best.
For a brief time, I had the whipped cream vodka, the whipped cream flavored vodka.
Disgusting.
But bubblegum? That's gross.
We'll get your calls and much more coming up after
this. Amoxicillin tastes like bubblegum.